Good evening. This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The Chief Minister of Sikkim, Prem Singh Tamang, courtesy called on the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik, who is on a two-day official visit to Sikkim, Gangtok. The Governor commended the Chief Minister for Sikkim's remarkable achievement in emerging as the cleanest state in the country. He lauded the state government's sustained focus on cleanliness, environmental conservation, and civic responsibility, noting that these efforts reflect a strong sense of public discipline and collective ownership among the people. Acknowledging the cordial and constructive relationship between the chief ministers of the two states, the governor expressed hope that this goodwill would translate into enhanced cooperation in various areas for the mutual benefit of both states. Furthermore, the governor also interacted with the officers and all ranks of 17 Mountain Division on the occasion of its 65th Rising Day at Army Cantonment, Gangtok. Deputy CM Chonaman test drove a restored World War II Willys Jeep ahead of the Willys Jeep rally on January 19 and 20 from the Hump Museum Pasighat to historic Pangsu Pass, marking 80 years since the end of World War II. Calling it deeply personal, Main recalled stories of his grandfathers who drove a Willys Jeep via the Stillwell Road from Pangsu Pass to Mitkeni during World War II. He said the drive honors the resilience of the people of Arunachal's role in history. Arunachal Pradesh Parliamentary Affairs and Libraries Minister P.D. Sona had a meeting with the Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Protection of Child Rights, led by Chairperson Ratan Anya, along with the Commission members and Members Secretary, in the presence of the Commissioner Education, Amjit Thak. The Commission submitted its special report on the inquiry conducted at Scenic School, Niglok, East Siang District, in connection with a tragic incident where a 12-year-old minor boy lost his life. The Commission shared its key findings and important recommendations to ensure stronger safety mechanisms for our children. In response, the Minister assured that the matter will be placed in the Legislative Assembly during the upcoming budget session so that meaningful and concrete steps can be taken to strengthen child safety and create a secure learning environment across all institutions. Dr. Sabyasachi Roy, Regional Head, National Dairy Development Board, Kolkata, along with Samir Kumar Parida, Managing Director, West Assam Milk United Limited, Purabi Dairy, visited the western part of Arunachal Pradesh and interacted with dairy farmers, cooperative members, panchayat leaders and field officials across West Kameng districts. The overall objective of the visit was to advance White Revolution 2.0 in Arunachal Pradesh through formation of multipurpose dairy cooperative societies and new milk unions, establishment of dairy processing plants, strengthening of milk value chains, and creation of sustainable livelihood for milk producers. The goal is to ensure supply of quality milk and milk products in India's frontier state, including the Indian Army. Deputy Chief Minister Chonaman inspected the newly under-construction Chokham Stadium, a project that reflects the commitment to strengthening sports infrastructure at the grassroots. The Deputy CM said, once completed, the stadium will provide a dedicated space for the youth to train, compete and nurture their sporting dreams. He further added that empowering young talent through quality infrastructure remains a key priority towards a healthier, more active and confident Arunachal. National Youth Day, commemorating the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda, was observed by the students and staff members of the various institutions of Ramakrishna Mission Nagar at Deomali, Dirab District. Indira Tamong Riba, Assistant Commissioner, Deomali, graced the occasion as the chief guest and addressed the students at the Vivekananda statue on Vivekananda Mark. In her address, she emphasized the importance of proper use of time and senses and encouraged the youth to overcome fear and shyness. In the first meeting of councillors and for election of chief councillors and deputy chief, Pasighat Municipal Council in East Siang District held at DC's Conference Hall, Tagong Padung from GTC, Ward No. 1, has been unanimously declared unopposed as chief councillor to Pasighat Municipal Council. Meanwhile, Kamin Lego, hailing from Pagleg and representing Ward No. 4, was also declared unopposed as deputy chief councillor to Pasighat Municipal Corporation. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.